Guys, I think I adulted a bit too much. Because explain to me how I am now a landlady. Explain to me how I am now a landlady collecting rent. Bro, who in their right mind is trusting me? Who in the universe out here is trusting that I am adult enough to actually be doing adult things? I got home a little bit earlier and I just sat down and I really thought about life. Like I've really reflected and mefikiria, I'm actually out here being an adult, doing adult. And I need another vacation. I need another vacation just right after one. I need another vacation. I need another break. Bro, let me tell you, I hate chickens so much. Not just chickens, I actually just hate birds. Tell me why today in the morning I was going to do a drop-off. So when I get to the estate, first of all, I park like a bit close to the gate. So like near reverse park a little bit close to the gate. So Nikitoka and I talk to like, for and I talk to street, like no hustle, no, I just get out. So when I'm walking down to where the house is, I think I was so busy on my phone that I didn't realize Nimepita, what do you call chickens when they're in plenty? A pack of chickens, a herd of chickens, yo. Bro, I went and then when I can be at the gate now is when I'm like, oh, okay. So when I look up a bit, bro, chicken here, chicken there, chicken every fucking where. Bro, nearly scream, nearly kimbia. Then the guy from the shop is looking at me and he's laughing and he's like, kukutu. No, me. No. Z. We see why Nika constitution coming here. Because, let me tell you, just generally, I hate birds. I really, really hate birds. Anything. And when I was younger, I was chased. I was chased by, I don't know if it was a turkey or a peacock. It was one of the two. But I know those bitches were vicious and they came for me. They came for me when I was young. Bro, ushaipanda mti. Atastu wanajuani bro. Hey, yo. And I've just never forgotten that shit. And I feel like one of the birds I'm usually really, really scared of is an ostrich. Those things look at you like, I'll never forget the time we went to Narimuru. Was it last, like, yeah, last year, sometime last year, we went to Narimuru and we were at like some, I don't know if it was a ranch or whatever. So they had horses and stuff like that. And we could do like horse riding. When we were horse riding, we kept on going like deeper, deeper into that Kahoo's ranch, because at the time now when I was riding, I was really like talking to the guy who takes care of the horses and stuff like that, and the whole place around where we were staying. So he was like, "Ati ocha," so he was taking me to see like other horses, like the whole family and everything. But he forgot to mention that there were ostriches, bro. It was ostriches going on inside, and I was like, "Nah, mm-mm. Turn this horse around." Because now, how are you telling me horses sense when you're scared and then they're going to throw you off them? And then you take me next to a bird. Now I'm scared and I'm on a horse. So I'm going to be thrown off this horse and then kicked by the bird when I'm down. Ayo. Nilikuwa ni mwana every single nini that could happen to me at that moment. Bro, I'm such an overthinker. I'm such an overthinker. I kept on telling the guy, just tell the horse to go back. Like, way too rudy, too rudy. I hate birds so much. I really hate birds so much. I think the only birds that I will kind of find pretty, maybe an owl, because I don't know if I find it pretty or I just find it like really interesting. Like they look really, they're weirdly interesting, so they are quite fascinating. Still don't trust them though. Still don't trust them. But that's the only bird I'd be like, okay. But the rest, Z. Recently, I even saw some video of like an eagle. It was trying to get like a kitten in the car. Ime jebuku with nini your windshield. There's something so off about birds. There's something so off about birds. I just, I can't put my finger on it. But them bitches need to go. Them bitches need to go. They need to be extinct. Oh, the only other bird I actually really like as well was remember the one from Rio? Apparently they're extinct now though. I think the last one died a while ago. because I remember they were saying, oh, it's a one last bird left. And I think that was the whole meaning of the Rio movie, Rio animation. It was basically based on the two birds that were there. Then one of them died, and they did Rio 2. Then I think the other one died shortly after Rio 2, which is really sad. I thought they were really cute. The cute little, you know, blue birds just out here living in the Caribbean, vibing, thriving. But now they're extinct. Anyway. Guys, wait. Today I've had such an eventful day. I've actually had such an eventful day. I'm about to give you guys a little story. Don't judge me. Musini judge. Wait. I don't normally do this. I don't normally move like this. But today I attained at least one win. A win is a win. I might have been screaming in people's faces, "Jua kuku, watu wiwa kanicheka," but a win is a win. Today I beat the system. One way, somehow, some way, you have to be happy when you beat the system sometimes. Tell me about today. Now, when the place where I had gone was sides of Langata. It's sides of Langata, so I had to come back. Like, you know, when you're coming back to the Kiliwani, it's easier to use the Yaya Road. That Kibera route that joins you easily into Yaya. So I always use that road whenever I'm going to Langata or anywhere that needs me to be on that side. So this is the second time I've actually been caught. I don't know if I've given a story time of the first time when I was caught there. I think I was on the wrong lane. Actually, it's not. I was, but then I realized a little bit after, and I was already in the road. So I was like, just go. Jaribu tu kuenda. But then some lady cop jumped in front of the car, and yeah. So this time, okay. This time, I usually have some serious road rage. So when I got on the road, when I was going, yeah, the light was about to start flickering to turn back to red to get us to stop and wait. So I was like, ZZZ, neza BT shit, neza. Because I always do that. I'm not going to lie. I always do that. It might be a bad habit. Sometimes, whenever I have like a passenger on my seat in my car, I was like, yo, you're running lights. Listen, it's just like 2 seconds of beating it. Once I'm already past it, see, nafatu kuendelea. Ama nislame halfway katikati kwa barabara. I don't know. People will be moving too slow for my liking on the road. But anyway. So I did the dash as usual. But this time, there was cops on the other end. He saw my ass. Listen, I still don't think I did anything wrong. I feel like once I say I'm a Peter too, like atakama I'm a Peter lafu, the second I'm a Peter in a turn red. That has nothing to do with me. I've already passed. Alpha, bro. I will never ever fully understand Hiyo Nini. I don't know. Tell me if I'm wrong. But I will never really fully understand that car. That car 2 second thing of it being a mistake. You know. But anyway, so Hey, Umzali Ruka, let me tell you, when I saw him about to start pulling out his hand, you can tell them, yeah, kanyaga, oh shit, kanyaga do know ende. Like, this is not the day. You've already been screaming about chickens, and then now, cops, feds, 12, fuck 12. I mean, ishikani kani kwadliana. But anyway, so by the time he was already putting his hand out, he also threw his whole ass motherfucking body. Hey. That nigga swung his body so he jumped in front of me, and I was like, fuck. And the second I was even thinking fuck, I was more stressed because I knew I forgot my driving license on my dresser. It's always at the back of my phone, yeah. I think I should be leaving it in the car. I think also back of my phone is pretty risky, so what if something happens to my phone? Now I have to get a new phone and my driving license again. That's going to be hectic. I don't know. Maybe I should be placing it somewhere in the car. Because I actually don't really, you know, I actually don't really need it ever around me. As long as Tuiko, Malika, Gary, I don't think it's an issue. I don't know. Why do you guys work out your driving licenses? Anyway, so he jumps in front. I'm already thinking, fuck. One, sina nini. Siko very certain bona amenisimamisha, but okay, I wasn't really thinking it was a light. I started thinking, wait, did I turn when I was not supposed to turn? But then I was like, no, I was on the end side, meaning I'm supposed to keep going, you know, like, so you were on the wrong lane at all. So, you know, I'm already like, fuck, well, it is what it is. It is what it is. I was like, because all I'm willing to remove ni yo tao. So he stops me and I roll out my window a bit. He starts telling me, oh, blah, blah, blah. Unajua ume run your light. Ume run your light. I'm like, bro, this man started saying, so you're calling me a liar. I said, I'm just a girl. Then he was like, I was like, okay, sorry. So then he was like, aya, nipatie driver license. I said, boss, sina license, lakini sinaweza angalia na e-citizen. He said, no worries, pia yeye anaweza angalia from his end. So all he asked me was for my ID number. I gave him my ID number, and then he saw it, blah, blah, blah. Then he said, aya, sasa makosa ni mbili. He said, one, auna driving license, ati, wait, no, ilikuwa sijui failure or something driving license. I don't know. Which, also, that's another thing. Aren't you allowed 24 hours to provide your driving license? And that's only if you've committed like an actual, like, let's say, umegonga msee or some shit like that. Like, you know, like, it's in the whole point of them making it accessible online for it to be easy, at least. Ujuange tu niko na driving license shall online haija expire. Because when he searched up my driving license, it shows a nini and the expiry. So you can see come it expire or not, blah, 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 whatever. So, and this is why, bro, that nigga was like 50-50. Listen, can we get younger people doing these things? Because then they're going to understand, bro, life can be made easier by just looking at things online. It doesn't have to. When it has to be physical, see, prove me, you're gonna have a license, now it expire. That's it. That's all you need. I don't know. I hate when people like to make life difficult and things difficult. But anyway, so he sees that, then he tells me that he owes you failure for the driving license. So, of course, I didn't want to start looking like a kid and start saying, what I have to do, 2 hours to turn it in. I was just like, it's posting here, sorry, leo, nigama. Leo, nigama. Siko pazuri. So now, at this point, then he also starts telling me, ati, ati sasa, itabaku imefungua mlango, nikuonyeshe hiyo law, ati nikuonyeshe hiyo law inakubali, mtu ingekuwa gari, I mean, police ingekuwa gari yako. I said, hey, what? Ikiti nika imeharibika. My window is like, my window is kidogo open. So he's even asking me, bro, mbona niongelesha na hii window kama iko hivi? Eyo, Nairobi, mistaki mtu kwa gari yangu. In all honesty, heri uniambie tuende police station, ukimbia ukinifuata utanipata. I promise, I won't get gari yangu lakini. So then, at that point, I'm also not trying to be hard-headed. I'm just like, but also, I don't want this nigga in my car. I don't want him in my car. So I just started apologizing. I'm like, okay, blah, sorry. So I was like, it was funny. Let me tell you, the one blessing of today, for the first time, I didn't have money in my pesa. Usually, whenever I go outside, I usually move the money that I am willing to spend during that day to my M-Pesa, right? And today I was only doing drop-offs. So all I needed was to fuel my car. So nilitoa tu niliyakuweka gari full tank. Na, I don't know, like an extra 100 bobo, 200 bobo in case I wanted cheap on the way or whatever. So my M-Pesa is looking dull. So at this point, I'm like, yes! As in like, oh, let's just save up a kiasi. So when he said that he wanted 2K. First of all, these niggas be having the audacity. These niggas be having the motherfucking audacity. Where tu last mama mali ala upe yotuyo 2K? Like, aujafanya anything unapea tu? These niggas be having the audacity. Bro, but I'm just imagining every car they swamisha. at 2K, at 2K. And you know, sometimes it also depends. I feel like if your car is looking a little bit bigger and a little bit, I'm sure I'm not losing for more because now they're just assuming big car means big money. But anyway, so he tells me I need to be a 2K. This was also the first time I think Nisha is here. I thought, how are you Tishagi and Pesa? But anyway, so he told me, to me, took him. You know, another smart thing that I did, I didn't send to him directly from my bank. I moved it to my M-Pesa while we were talking. Now, see, when we were talking, he said, she's going to go bank. Oh, how old are you? I tell him 25. Then he's like, you're so young. I mean, of course, to you, I'm young. To you, of course. Like my father, and you're taking money from me. Like, have you no shame? I'm just a little girl. I'm just a little girl, and you're taking money from a little girl. Men used to be men. Men used to be men. Anyway, so this point where I'm moving the money, he's just asking me questions. Explain to me why this nigga also has the audacity to ask me. Because now I told him, I was like, when I was moving it, now I was like, at this point, wait. When I'm moving the money, I'd already bargained and I already made it clear that nikona thao peke yake. Because nimemonyesha, I was showing him my M-Pesa. I was like, sunona, wale sikudanganyi, bo sikudanganyi, nime quit job yangu. This is all I have. Ata nikikutumia saizi, naingia fuliza, kaniambia ya sawa, tuma tu hiyo sawa. Tuma tu hiyo sawa. So now, in the midst of me now moving the money from the bank to my M-Pesa, he's asking me all those yada yada, all those questions. And then I told him, I was like, oh, and even when you're married, you're to weekend at a CZ to Kanji, you weekend, you know? I can't even bet you. So, talking to you, you out because na pesa gani. I told him, I'm broke. What money am I going outside with? Then he said that he sat and he spoiled. In my head, I'm thinking, with my money, Nathao Yangu. It's the audaciousness. Like, what do you mean when it's one of the song? That was just Linda Wapi, baby. Anyway. Bro, I was so triggered. Have you ever been triggered in a situation but you're just trying to, like, chill? I was just trying to chill, relax, and just, you know, miss out. Anyway, no, you may lose Leo. I was like, it's fine. Okay. So then I sent him the money. He gives me a number. I sent it to him. I'm like, I think the name came up to Joseph Murwa, Murwi, something like that. So then I'm like, oh, my brother, because I'm not hearing any beeping or whatever. Then he's like, at the end, he's like, you're not Gina, and you're not fucking later. So I was like, oh, okay. Then he tells me, now switch quit and bango in case you're ever in trouble. Bro, I wanted to roll my eyes so far back my head, like so far back my. Men are so backward these days. I wish niggas are okay in one life. Anyway, so then of course I'm just writing it down now to be polite because like I just want to drive off and go home. So anyway, I'm kind of back in the nini. Do you know what I did on the way, guys? Because I was like, thank God I didn't send it straight from the bank. I sent it to the M-Pesa. I said, bitch, I'm gonna reverse that shit. I'm getting my money back tonight. Today. Bro, and as you go with me, the last time Nisha reversed Pesa, I think. Actually, when I was texting, because I reversed here, and then I texted, the most efficient way to actually reverse your money, the 456, when you use the 456, and also you message Safaricom on Twitter, they're actually way more efficient when you message them on Twitter. You just send them the message, of you sending, they're way more efficient. Because one time, I even saw that kind of message now after, this is like some time, like, early last year, like around Ukomajan, nilitumia mtu pesa by mistake. Your time atas kongana to me, like the Safaricom or whatever. So I made the mistake. So I sent the wrong number and then I wanted to reverse. When I wanted to reverse, they said this person has rejected it because they actually called me. That time they used to call people. They called me and then they were like, oh, this person has refused to reverse it because they said that you've paid for something, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, I have not. I was sending it to the wrong person. Can you see I've done two similar transactions to a different person? Because now still regardless, I had to send the person money badu. So I made two payments. So I was like, can you see my messages? Like, now the second one is to the right person, the first one is to the wrong person. Kindly assist. Then they're like, you know, they can't do anything if it's already like rejected. So I was like, so how is this supposed to work? Because I'm saying this and then he was also saying that. So why are you listening to him more than you're listening to me when there's M-Pesa proof that I've sent the same amount to someone else? Can you tell I actually genuinely made the mistake, bruv? So they're like, oh, there's nothing much they can do. So then I sent a message on the Safaricom, nini, on Twitter. Like, ni kwa tunabatisha. Yosko nilikuwa niwe jam because I was like, oh, nigga, yani tu anakana pisangu tu hivu. Like, adi anadanganya ati tubefanya bizigani wewe. And when I tried to call him, he even blocked me. So I sent a message to them. Bro, that money was reversed like in 5 minutes. It was reversed in 5 minutes. I think it's way more efficient even kuliko 456. Iriata kutumana on the Twitter app. But I suggest doing both, because at least when you do both, they see, oh, you've attempted, you're actually trying to get your money back. So then they sent me a message. They sent me a message and they said, oh, reversal underway. This is now Safaricom on Twitter. So they sent me and they're like, oh, reversal underway. I was like, bet. Mind you, they were reversed if there's a atasikwa ni mifika mbali. I also hadn't really thought this through. I think I was very pissed. I was acting off emotion, bro. And I felt like, hey, is this them going to gava kila kitu tu inakuibia tu every way, in every, like, something has got to give. So in my head, I wasn't thinking, what if this guy sent like a Buddha to follow the car? Guy. Yeah. Embarrassing. Because I'll be a pal. So, what was I on the story? Oh, so now they texted me back and then they said, something about reversal underway. And then, like, 2 seconds after, they sent another message and they said, oh, it can't be done because this money had, because of insufficient funds. So I think Sijui what exactly transpired. Either alikuwa na fuliza or something like that. Or maybe the money hadn't ingiad his phone. I don't know, because it just said insufficient funds. And then I was slightly after when I was driving, I kept on driving back home. When I got into the house, I see a message saying, oh, reversal has been done, but it's partially been used. So I only got 800 more back.
A win is a win. I won today.
Nothing can kill my joy. Bro, listen, my petty will literally go to the grave. So I'm like, yes, name a friend. Let me tell you, the second you open linger to me, he blocked his own number. I blocked the one that I sent to, and I blocked it because I didn't want him to call. And right now I'm scared of, what if a random number calls me nishike ama ni wache na inaweza kuwa bees ama inaweza kuwa yeye? Unajua inaweza kuwa... But now also, I don't know if he actually had my number because I took his, he didn't have mine. And when I sent to M-Pesa, I don't know who it went to because akukuwa na hiyo simu at it. Unless tulikuwa simu yenye ilikuwa off, alafu akiwasha ndo ikaingia ndo Safaricom ikakumbuka, oh, umse akona pesa udem wakachukua. I don't know. Anyway. The fact that they probably sent me back 800 bob, meaning your 200 bob will be to make us some way. So I am very happy knowing he did not get to use my money. He did not get to be happy with my money. Not today, Satan. Not today. And yeah, I'm quite proud of it. I feel like I beat the system today. You cannot take the joy. Listen, I broke the law and got my money back. Okay, wait. Whoa. Can't be confessing that on audio. But I'm not judging me no longer. There's AI these days. Oh my God. I saw like an hour ago, this DJ Joe Mfalme guy, apparently, allegedly, he's been detained for allegedly beating a DCI officer. And then SG come on hours later on say he did labda while him jump as a group, and then I don't know, maybe they beat him the wrong way, and bruh, Let me tell you, I'm always saying this. My biggest fear, especially now that I'm an adult, when it actually hit me one time, and I was like, you know how easy you're like seconds away from jail. It's so easy to go to jail. The smallest mistake you make, bro. Hey. And I was even thinking about, I don't know what I was thinking about yesterday. And I was like, there's something that I had seen. And then I was like, do you know how 2 months of even being away, 2 months of being away, you miss out on a lot. Or I think I had seen something that had happened. And I was like, bro, time really flies and a lot really happens. And I was like, can you imagine how people who are locked up, like they miss out on all these small, small things, all these small, small changes. Like literally, even in a week, you know, in a week, how a lot changes in your life. Like a lot can happen in just a week. A lot can happen in 2 days. And I'm always saying, bro, my biggest fear is jail. It's so easy to go to jail as an adult. Like, and that's why even some, like, some of the ninnies I usually do, some of them's like, the way I'm usually like, oh, blah, 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 you know, I need to handle this so I can learn how to react to things and stuff like that, da, 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 da. It's because, bro, one wrong, yani two emotions, because you can get the best of you. Your emotions just get the best of you, it's done. It's a wrap, yo. Bro, naniki jokes, so naniki jokes. Being an adult is actually really, really crazy. That and the TikTok guy who recently passed, Brian Chira, the guy on TikTok, bro, life is so, I don't even know what to say, man. I don't even know what to say. Today you're here, tomorrow you're, bro, life is actually so insane. And that's what I'm always saying, I really want to keep on having this, this manner of gratitude. Because every day that you're alive, every day that you're not losing your mind, I think I've said this before when I was turning 25 and I was talking about how I am actually so grateful to be here at 25, because people along the way who've died, people along the way who've given up, people along the way who've, something has just happened along the way. The fact that you're aging and you're alive and well, bro, is something to be grateful for, because a lot of shit happens along the way. I think the more you experience life and the more you see things, the more when you look at your situation, you're like, bro, I should be grateful. I should be grateful to actually be lucky enough to be here alive and well and okay, and just, you know, keeping it pushing. You said, this life shit can actually take a turn in a matter of seconds. Hata saizi nazamaliza kurekodi podcast na maisha yangu ichukue a complete crazy turn in a matter of seconds. Like, you never know. You actually never, ever, ever know. Anyway, this is actually not an episode. Let's pause for a minute. One, I just realized we're actually on a new season. We're on a new season, season 5 of the podcast episode. When I was recording the last episode, I feel like I was in my head. I ended up, I told you guys I wanted to do something over the weekend to just relax and chill, which I got to do. I went to Zanzibar for the weekend, and part of this week I was still there. I came back, I think on Wednesday night I was back. Still slightly tired. I'm still slightly tired, but I had so much fun. I feel like so relaxed. I feel like my mind is, I feel like I'm okay. Okay, let's get back to it. Let's unpause now. I paused for a minute. Now let's unpause and continue. We can continue with this story thing. We can continue with this life thing and, you know, keep it pushing. One thing that I did when I came back from the trip, because now I felt so relaxed, remember when I started the year, I told you guys I wanted to, my main plan this year was to make more money than I was last year. And yeah, you know, listen, for one, making more money will just solve a lot of my problems. That's why it's like my main goal. It's my main goal. Also, I didn't want the feeling like I'm moving backward, because I already said, like, when I stopped doing what I was doing previously, I'm making less than what I was doing previously. And it's making me feel like, yo, am I moving forward or backward? So the goal for this year was to actually move forward. And I'm not going to lie to you guys. When I said it, I was saying it. I didn't actually put anything in motion. Like, I wasn't putting anything in motion because, for one, I think I've just been in my head and I've just been scared. Like, you know, some things are easier said than done. And when I came back from this trip, I was like, listen, your head is clear now. You're in a way better mood. You're feeling a little bit better, a little bit better. So what did I do? I decided to actually turn in my resumes, my CVs to three things that I'm eyeing, that I'm currently eyeing. Yeah. And first of all, let me, because when I was looking at my CV, and I was like, wait, I've done this and I've done this. So I was adding things onto it before actually, you know, like I was like updating it now. Because I also haven't looked at my CV in a minute, like, because I think I've been feeling like I've been stagnant. So I haven't even looked at my CV in a minute until I actually did and actually realized the things that I'm adding onto it. I took a moment to reflect, yeah? I took a moment to reflect and I remember my CV, bro. My CV when I finished uni, the only flex was the uni I went to, my GPA, and the internship I was doing before I graduated. Listen, I don't think I give myself enough credit. When I started seeing the list of things, you know, the list of things that I've done, the experience that I have, man, I'm always telling you guys, I think I'm literally my biggest bully, because when people are pausing, when people are taking a minute to congratulate me, I'm like, yeah, she could do better though. And in the back of my head, I'm like, yeah, she could do better though. And I feel like this probably, and I love you, mama. This probably is because of my mom. My mom has always been the type of person who, like, my mom doesn't applaud a fish for swimming. She never has. She never will. My mom anakwanga, I'm lovely, lakini pia anakwanga strict. I'm lovely, lakini ni strict. So my mom is the type of mom who, you come home and let's say, my mom used to really hate how I used to fail math, yeah? My mom used to hate how I used to fail math. And the times that I would actually be pushing myself, shout out to my brother. My brother used to teach me the cheat codes of math, my shortcut, my kumanuva, manuva, kufanya hizi vitu virahisi. So whenever I would actually come home, like with, let's say, last time nilipata 50%, nikuje this time nimepata 60. My mom would be like, yeah, but she could do better. Like, it would never be like, oh my God, I'm so happy to see you. She'd be like, she could do better. And my brother would always jump. Bro, my brother's always been my ride or die. My ride or die, that one. My brother would always be like, I think also because my mom did this to my brother. My brother was like, yeah, my little baby sister doesn't have to go through this. So my brother would always be the extra, how do I say this? My brother would always be so extra with me. Like, he'd always make sure, always let me know, you're doing great. I guess because he did have someone to do that for him. But yeah, my mom is, should I say my mom is tough love? But I guess sometimes she's like that. She'll never be the type of, oh, well, yeah. Okay, sometimes. It just depends on the situation. Sometimes she can be, oh, no, it depends on the situation. So my brother would always be like, oh, you know, don't tell her that. She actually done well. The fact that she's making progress, you should applaud her. Nini. And my mom would be like, yeah, she's done well, but I know my daughter. I know my daughter is capable of better. I know her. Like, so you see, you don't know if it's tough. Like, okay, I know you mean well. And what you're saying is actually really sweet. The fact that you know I'm way better than anything. It's just, can you just say congratulations some motherfucking times? Can you just say? And the older I got, you know, the more I became comfortable with my mom. And like, we like now just talk like adults, like cool people. You get, like, I'm chill, she's chill. And sometimes I'll just be like, eh, mommy, congratulations on what you do. And then, you know, she'll laugh and she'll be like, okay, congratulations. Okay, sawa, basi. Come on, nataka kusikia hiyo sawa, basi. And I'm like, okay. I don't think it comes from a bad place, but still, sometimes, you've done well. Just say you've done well. But anyway, so I think I also picked, now I subconsciously picked that up, because sometimes whenever I'm doing stuff, I'll be like, yeah, but I could do better. And it's always my friends who are telling me, wait, like, you're actually so, you know, you're actually doing this. You're actually great. You're actually doing this. So, yeah. So, when I was looking at my CV right now, bro, that shit boosted my confidence. It boosted my confidence. So, today is Saturday. I sent out, when did I come back? I came back Wednesday night. So, on Thursday. Was it Thursday or Friday? I think it was Thursday. Yeah, it was Thursday in the morning, bro. I'm catching a cycle and turning to V2. I was just emailing. Babes. Bro, I'm going to get refresh email. I don't think people will ever prepare you for it. If you sent out like your resume and stuff like that, people don't prepare you for the, what if someone just doesn't respond? Or, I don't know. I've never outright been rejected. Also, I've only sent my resume twice before I got what I'm doing right now. I've only sent it twice. One of them I got ignored, and the other one I got it. So yeah, so I've never actually gotten a rejection. I've never gotten a no, but I've been ignored before. And the one that I was ignored was the one I really, really, really wanted. Like, I really, really wanted it. And then later on, when I got what I'm doing now, I actually messaged them. I messaged them just asking me, not with my email. So now they definitely don't know who it is. You get. So I messaged them and I was like, you know, this and this and this and this. I saw this a while ago on your da-da-da. So they were like, oh yeah, they went with someone else. I was like, oh. When they told me they wanted someone else, I said, damn, I wasn't good enough. Y'all. The reality check was brazy. I was like, okay, so let me tell you, what does it could respond? I was very passive aggressive with it. I was like, fuck these niggas. I just respond. More than you waste Wi-Fi angle, you are responding. Fuck niggas. But listen, that has nothing to do with them anyway. So yeah, so nobody actually ever prepares you for the whole... Your heart does kind of feel a little bit heavy. Like, I don't know what I would feel worse on, being rejected or being ignored. Like, being rejected is crazy because it's like you're literally telling me no. Okay, nyamaza too, then... Also, okay, nyamaza though, I'm in my head now because I'm really wondering. Because right now, okay... I know also people don't respond that fast as well. And I sent it out close to the weekend. It's close to end month and stuff like that. So maybe nipate something next week. You know, like if it's going to be a rejection or if it's going to be a, maybe I'll get it like next week. But nobody needs you for that car. The anxiousness that you get when you're waiting for, bro, on Friday, I was refreshing my email. Two seconds, not refresh. Unaona sijui something from Jumia or something from... Fuck these niggas. Stop emailing me. It's not you I'm looking for right now. Anytime I'm getting a notification on my phone, I just run to it and I'm like, before I flip it, I'm just praying. I'm like, please. I'm like, when I flip it, God, please. Anyway, so I still haven't gotten a response from that. And I'm not gonna lie, it's the fact that everything else boosted my ego and me having the whole chip and everything. I was feeling really great when I came back. I'm still feeling great. I'm still feeling good about life. Like, I'm happy. I'm really happy. I'm in a good place right now. But the fact that, okay, it's Saturday, it's a weekend, I'm sure people aren't responding to emails. It's just that now I'm thinking about the email. Like, that's all that's in my head right now. I'm not going to lie. And I know also not getting a response doesn't really nini my worth or whatever. It's just nobody teaches. Like, sometimes people are not going to respond to you and you're just going to have to. And especially when it's something that you really, really want, bro. It's something that you really feel like you feel like you're really fit for. I feel like I'm really great for this. I'm smart enough for this. I'm experienced enough for this. I'm good enough for this. I'm great. I'm great for this. And then you don't answer me. And now every time I think someone isn't answering me, I'm thinking of, remember now the previous story, I'm thinking, oh, they went with someone else. And I'm like, who are these other people that they're going with? Like, what do they have that I don't have? Comparison is the thief of joy. I rebuke it in the name, but yo, nobody actually prepares you for the roller coaster that comes with sending in your CV and your, you know, that's a wait period is nasty business. It's really nasty business. But anyway, fingers crossed, natam kitaka kunyombea mabaya after nimeambia shit, nothing will happen. I do not believe in all that, whatever. But anyway, guys, mniombe, napata hii Porsche by the end of the year. I really want my dream car. I really want my dream car before I turn. Okay, let me not put a limit to it. I keep on saying I really want my dream car before I turn 30, like, because I feel like I should be enjoying life right now. I should be fucking it up right now. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But anyway. Oh my God. I recently started watching this this documentary. The Jake Bell one, the guy from Nickelodeon, Jake and Josh. Let me tell you, one thing I've really learned in this life thing is nobody cares unless it affects them directly. Like, people really don't give a fuck. Anything can be happening around, and as long as it doesn't affect them, it's none of their business. They don't have to get involved, blah, 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 blah. And I know the whole slogan, mind your business and everything, da, da, da. I also follow it religiously. I stay in my business, I mind my business, I don't involve myself, I do not like to be involved at all. But this documentary just really showed me, first of all, I'm gonna be honest, when the interview started, yeah, the first episode is like, I think there were like two women writers who were on Nickelodeon a long time ago. I don't even think Tulkotu and Zaliwa, bro. It was a long time ago, because if also the main stories were happening in 1999, bro, that's when I was being birthed. Like, let's be so fucking for real. Bro, I can't believe I'm 19. That's crazy. But the thing that hit me, and I don't know, this is just my two cents, but when they started the interview, yeah, they were talking about how Dan Schneider is, should I say he's like the CEO of is he the CEO of Nickelodeon or just the shows? I'm not so sure. But he's like top ranking, yeah? He's like top ranking, so whatever. So they start off by telling stories about how he's like a weirdo and stuff like that. Like, his skits and stuff like that were weird, especially considering that they were, you know, around children and everything like that. So at this point, I'm like, oh, okay. But nobody ever jumped in and called him out on his bullshit before he actually became big. Because, you know, this is when he was also as well as starting. Yes, he might have been the boss at the time, but I feel like there are things, if were adjusted before, they could have been nipped in the bud. Now, this is when they proceed to talk about how he was doing weird stuff, being weird with them as well, like the comments and the things he would say to them were very, you know, very man, very man, very misogynist, very man. So the thing that hit me was the only time they ever decided to speak about it is when they actually got fired from the show. Like, you had to, it feels like, for me, it feels like you're only speaking up because now things are not working out your way. But you were willing to be silent when you were getting what you needed to get from it and just go about your day. Which, me personally, I feel like that always protects the predator, it protects the bad guy. The fact that you're not speaking up Until now, it's affecting you. When you are seeing him doing weird shit with kids, nobody ever said anything. Nobody was turning around and, you know, telling the parents, I don't think your kids should be coming around here because this is a little bit weird. A lot of weird shit is going on here. It's not right. But when you guys get fired from the show, you get fired, you don't get paid, is when you're like, okay, this needs to be addressed because this has been done to you. Not because of any of the weird shit before. And I don't know. That shit always triggers me. It always triggers me because people don't actually speak up until it actually hurts them directly. People are okay with working with predators. People are okay with working with pedophiles. People are okay knowing pedophiles. How many people have we even been... tuende mbali huku tu, huku tu, huku tu wenye tunakonga kwa hii game yetu, hii industry yetu, hii. How many people have been called out as abusers, rapists, pedophiles, and how many of them still have people backing them, people still working with them? They're so sheltered, like they're so, so sheltered. And then the victims are always the ones who are like, oh, like, you know, ulikuwa unafanya nini, or da-da-da-da-da-da. Or some of them are just usually just ignored. Like, people just keep quiet. And then, mtu ananyamaza tu for like a week or two, alafu anarudi tu kuendelea na shit yake. And people still keep on supporting these people because it doesn't affect them directly. It's not your sister who, it's not your little sister who has touched. It's not, you know, it has nothing to do with you. So until it affects people directly is when people actually do really care about it. But other than that, this is why people like these thrive in these industries, yeah? They can keep on doing it because there's no akunanga consequences to their actions. Jeff Bell talks about how he was assaulted, like aggressively assaulted multiple times for a long period of time, yeah? And what was his name again? He was Brian Peck. Yeah, Brian Peck was the one who was assaulting Jake Bell. And this guy was locked up for, was it, I don't know, 16 months or 18 months. He was locked up for 16 months, 18 months, came out, still back working in Hollywood, still working under kid shows, voice acting, he's still under kid shows. After all that was exposed, he was exposed, like, there was proof of phone calls when he was asking, Jake, well, are we being recorded? There's proof that he was doing that shit. Yo. And people just let it slide. As long as it has nothing to do with them, as long as it doesn't affect them directly, it's okay. These people are very much sheltered. Pedophiles, all these. And then the worst thing about these people, yeah, they really know how to target, like, audiences where they get young people who they can easily manipulate and stuff like that. And it's way easier to do it when you're doing it with young people. Also, for one, I actually learned there's actually pedophilia. Being a pedophile is a person who's attracted to pubescent children, like that's between 6 to 10. And then ephebophilia is people who are attracted to now young adults, not young adults, teenagers, like from 15 to 19 as an adult. So yeah, actually, I don't know, legally, if you're ever trying to actually sue someone, if you're ever actually trying to sue someone, you have to get those things right. Because I don't know, I feel like courts are more suggest these days when it comes to those things. And lawyers always have to have a way to maneuver. So yeah, just in case you're ever trying to, you know, to get somebody, would you the difference? But yeah, so I was like, the whole documentary, when I was watching the three episodes, I haven't watched, I think, the fourth episode. I don't know if the fourth episode has already dropped. But yeah, when I was watching the three episodes, I was like, the only people on this nini who were actually, I could say, tried were Jake's girlfriend's mom. Because she's the one who was like, ZZZZ, there's some weird shit going on here, and nada. And Jake's dad. And he was trying to fight so hard to be like, Z, don't let this man next to my son. Let my son do what he has to do, but make sure he's not next to this guy. And nobody was listening to the warnings. He was even told to stay away from, like, Nickelodeon Studios and everything because he was catching on. And people were protecting this nigga by saying, he's gay, da-da-da-da-da-da. Maybe you're just uncomfortable with him gaslighting the dad. So the only two people in that show who, like, on that documentary who had sense were Jake Bell's his girlfriend's mom and his dad. Everybody else is nuts. Everybody else, especially like the other people who are speaking up on it, I'm sorry. I feel like they're only speaking up because for them now, oh, I've been fired now. Yes, let me make his pockets hurt because he made my pockets hurt. I never feel like it's actually because that, oh no, this child was being abused. God damn, now I want to speak up. Because if you actually really did care for the kids, you'd have spoken up. Kitambo sana. You'd have never taken dirty money from a nigga like that, from a show that you're feeling like is weird like that. That's what I'm saying. People only care when it's beneficial. If it's not beneficial to them, it has nothing to do with them. And that's the harsh reality of life. Like, it's a harsh reality of life, and it's really crazy. But anyway, Taduna, what can we do? What can we do, bro? but be our brother's keepers. Be our brother's keepers. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, there's too many weirdos out here. Something else that is usually another one of my biggest fears. Can you imagine having a kid in these times? In these times of social media where people, kwanza ati mtu yangu kwa na TikTok, when you're trying to find some weird shit on TikTok, kids. Nah. I think having a kid right now is going to really fuck up with your mental. Because tell me why I'd be so panicked. Actually, my child is outside right now, and I don't need texts. Neza cheesy, neza creaky too. When I know this world is wicked like this, and it makes so much sense that our parents used to be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. You know, don't do this, don't do this, don't go here, don't go here. Kitambo, we used to think, bro. Now, as an adult, and now when I see how this world is wicked, I've seen people around me, bro. People around me going for kids. That's not a fight I'm willing to initiate. But yeah, the harsh reality of life is people only care when it's beneficial for them. Other than that, it has nothing to do with them. So, jichunge, jijali, by the way. Jijali more than anyone out here. Like, really, really, you gotta put you first. Lucius, you gotta put you first. But anyway, this episode was basically just like a pause episode because I hadn't realized that we had started a new season. So, first and foremost, I want to say thank you to anyone that's been listening to this podcast from, I'm going to start with my day one fans, from day one till today, still pushing. You guys never left me even when I was taking breaks for my mental. You guys have been there just waiting, asking me, Glo, are you okay? When are you coming back? Babes, I love you. You get me. We the best. So I want to start by saying thank you to people who consistently been here with me throughout, consistently share my podcast episodes with their friends. People have even gone the length of even booking me to do their hair. And then we have our own two podcast sessions together and just get to know each other. People who have become friends off this podcast actually as well. You know, people who I've talked to, people who are bonded with, people who are just cool, people who I talk to on Instagram, but whenever. Also, I haven't done a question tag in a long, long time. I always do a question tag just, you know, just for us to interact again. Yeah. Yeah. Secondly, I want to say thank you and welcome to my new listeners. I see you guys all the time. I see you guys responding on the should I say Anchor/Spotify, and you need the question tag, the what did you think of this episode. I get your audio messages as well. I enjoy nikama a voice note from a lover. I've been listening to you guys religiously. I've been listening so attentively, and I really, really do appreciate the fact that you can take your time to record an audio message and send it to me. I find that really sweet too. So thank you for anybody who is tuning in. I don't think I did an intro. I am the host. I'm Glo. Yeah, I'm Glo. Already. So welcome to the show. Hope you keep on enjoying the show. And you know, if you ever feel like adding on to anything, or you feel like I need to do anything, you're always free to message me. But also any advice. Let me tell you, there's nothing I hate more. Like, those people usually come up to you and they're like, Kwanza, when I'm at the function, bro, listen, I'm at the function. I'm just trying to function. I'm trying to be in motion. Love, I'm trying to go down and come here. I think you should drop 2 episodes a week. Where drop is it? 2 episodes a week? Where is it drop? Where is it? Record knows you. Edit knows you drop. So, I see, babes. All love, baby. But where's your job? Anyway, so yeah, actually, we'll see you. Especially, you're scaring the hoes, my boy. You're scaring the hoes. Well, function, we're not going to advise. Zini, advise when you're not going to be short, be like Blakey. But anything other than that, sikuski. I usually tune out. Actually, I usually really tune out whenever conversations like those happen, because I don't know how to tell somebody to go away. Like, I don't know how to tell you to go away. I'm just trying to leave. But anyway, yes. So, you know, if you're a new listener, welcome, Karibu. I hope you keep on enjoying the podcast. And yeah. I did not expect this episode to be this long, because basically I was making this episode to just take a pause and tell you guys thank you for always tuning in to my podcast episodes. Before we dive into another season, I just wanted to say thank you for everyone who sends me messages, people who just send me messages, sweet messages, people who even send me messages just checking up on me whenever I don't drop an episode on the week, or whenever I'm not as active on my socials. Currently, I haven't been as active on my socials because, for one, if you remember the previous episode, I think I was going through a little crisis. I was going through a little cry, and then I told you guys I needed to take like a little trip. I took a little trip, and I do feel a lot better. So my head is now back in the game. My head is back in the game, like any brave adulting thing in any show motion. But you know, I feel like everything that I'm going to proceed on doing, I'm just going to be grateful. Like, yeah. I don't know what I'm doing, but let me just be grateful for the fact that I'm alive, I'm well, I'm healthy, I woke up today, I ate today. You know, I ate all three meals today, I drank water, I'm bleeding, I'm happy, I'm making money, I'm doing what it is that I need to do, instead of focusing on things. Bro, see what response to on this show, but anyway, guys. Basically, this episode was just a little thank you, and I think I'm going to wrap it up now. And just tell you guys bye, because I'm about to go and make supper. Dishing in the kulala. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for everything. And if you want to reach me, you can find me on my socials at glowful_ on Instagram, glow_full on Twitter. You better ask somebody _ on Instagram, and you better ask somebody podcast on YouTube. Until next time, guys. Bye.